Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurologic report on Eldon Blum. Address is 255 Bell, B-E-L-L Lane, Quincy, California, Q-U-I-N-C-Y, 95971, phone 530-927-7430. ID is XXXXX6718. Date of birth is January 29. Insurance is Medicare. / combined, C-U-M-B-I-N-E-D. Pharmacy is Rite Aid-Quincy. It's addressed to Dr. That's Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L, L-E-L, dash, capital K-H-A-L, M-D, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, phone 530-872-6650. Fax 530-877-7260. There is a carbon copy to Dr. Price. Quincy Family Medical Group, the clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline - memory impairment. Dear professional colleagues, Eldon Blum was seen today for neurological reevaluation in consideration of his findings of advanced neuroquantitative brain imaging. New paragraph. He was referred and originally seen. As early as July 12, 2021, for evaluation, new paragraph, he has completed the neuroquantitative MRI brain, which was results were reviewed with him and his family today, new paragraph. He also completed the quality of life questionnaires, which his daughters attempted to email to our practice, but was unsuccessful. new paragraph. As you may remember, he has a history of cognitive impairment, reduced capacity, angry verbalizations, for which I initially placed him on nutritional supplementation with a general vitamin plus L-methylfolate 15 milligrams. New paragraph, the doctors report that a lot of his anger has improved, as has his mental focus. New paragraph, he complains of feeling dizzy at times when, quote, walking, but more likely, according to our close questioning, he develops a sense of transient lightheadedness, suggesting mild orthostasis when he stands up suddenly, which resolves after several seconds. By his report, there have been no serious falls or injuries. New paragraph, he doesn't demonstrate any serious tremor and reports no stiffness. New paragraph, his neurological examination, other than demonstrating pathological and primitive reflexes, discloses no inducible neuromusculoskeletal rigidity or cogwheeling to suggest underlying contributory Parkinsonism. New paragraph, his main complaint is memory loss. New paragraph, the neuroquantitative brain imaging study completed on October 30th, 2021 showed extensive white matter ischemic changes and an old infarct in the posterior medial aspect of the left occipital lobe. There is a chronic lacunar infarct and mesial in the right posterior superior periventricular area and multiple basal ganglia and thalamic chronic lacunar infarcts. The study demonstrates no significant hippocampal loss. On the other hand, there is minor ventricular prominence due to white matter changes and volume loss, with the study demonstrating significant parenchymal and cortical gray matter atrophy in the frontal, comma, primary motor, comma, parietal, temporal, lobes, consistent with age-related cerebral degeneration and atrophy, which would be a substantial risk factor for at least mild to moderate dementia. New paragraph. In consideration of his history and presentation, I am initiating dementia medication regimen to begin with donepezil 5 milligrams in the morning and memantine 5 milligrams twice a day. New paragraph, we are scheduling him for MR vascular angiogram because of the identified a flow void in the a differential signal in the right intradural vertebral artery, suggesting marked atherosclerotic changes for further vascular evaluation. New paragraph, dementia-related laboratory studies will be requested and obtained through his local hospital in Quincy. New paragraph, I will see him for MedCheck reevaluation follow-up, adjusting his regimen, including consideration for adjustment of his behavioral treatment regimen, as may be indicated with his history of obstreperous behavior. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.